I'd like to begin today by marking World Cancer Day, which falls on February the 4th, which has as theme this year, teach children and teenagers to avoid UV exposure by being sun smart. It's not this specific theme that I'll be taking a look at in a moment, but how Christians are supposed to face a disease like cancer, a reflection by Monsignor Peter Fleetwood.
Somewhere or other, I picked up the notion that a taboo was something to do with cultures that were very different from the Western culture, which has shaped so much of my behaviour and thinking. I was young before computers, even before television became common. So I used to read books of adventures in faraway places. And then there were weekly encyclopedias full of fascinating facts about everything imaginable. Later on, I discovered that taboo is a word Captain Cook brought back to Europe from his visit to Tonga in 1771. It referred to prohibited objects or actions. These days, it means a bit more than that. It is something about which we rarely speak, a taboo subject. One of the most taboo subjects today is the Big C, cancer. It will affect all our families, sooner or later, and many of us will have to face it personally. But people rarely talk about cancer. They hardly ever use the word, especially when talking to someone who is living with it. Even when people are talking about someone with cancer, the word itself is often not mentioned. But why is it so hard to speak about this disease? There's an excellent book called Before I Say Goodbye by a young English woman called Ruth, who had incurable cancer. It is a collection of emails and letters edited by her husband and her sister Justine. And the articles Justine asked Ruth to write for the newspaper she helps to edit in London. Ruth gave permission for the book to be put together, so it is not spying on her private life. She wanted to help other people in the position she and her friends and family were in. One very striking comment comes in the email correspondence between Ruth and her friend Jamie, a homosexual man who was coping with being HIV positive at the same time. They point out that society is good at solidarity with people with HIV and AIDS, but silent about people with cancer. Ruth's book is harrowing to read, but also reassuring. I defy anyone not to be moved by the image of a woman buying and filling boxes for mementos to leave her children, whom she will never see grow up. But there is a wisdom in her extravagance when she treats herself to luxuries to give herself a good feeling about herself, and in the way she can laugh and make fun of her disease and its excruciating and humiliating aspects. It also shows how someone who was not really religious could respect and appreciate the offers of prayers and masses from some of her friends who wanted to do whatever they could. I have watched parishioners die with cancer. I saw one of my best friends reduced to a skeleton by cancer. My mother had an excruciatingly painful death from cancer. It may happen to me. It could happen to you. So how is a Christian supposed to face a disease like cancer? Our instinct in the face of so much pain and humiliation is to scream at God, asking how a good God can allow it. Even when the anger is past, many give in to the temptation to jump from the impotence of the best doctors when it comes to cancer to the question, why bother believing in a God who lets this sort of thing happen? Faith is meant to help us be more than just creatures of instinct, to see beyond life's negatives and even beyond the positives, to the basis of all life. And Christian faith has a remarkable challenge in it, to believe that God, who is the basis of all life, is more powerful than everything negative we ever come across. We're challenged to believe that God is more powerful than the most wicked person, more powerful than any horrendous sin that can be committed, more powerful than the most negative experience we can ever have, and the worst of those is death. We may often wander into church for Mass, and on Sundays we say the words of the Creed, but how often do they sink in? Do you really believe Jesus rose from the dead? Because if you do, there is nothing to fear. Think about it. If I ever get cancer or any other horrible disease, I hope they tell me, because I want to be ready to die well, not in fear, but in faith. We need that time to prepare, not to be paralysed by the sounds of silence.
You were listening there to Monsignor Peter Fleetwood, parish priest at St. Joseph's Blundell Sands in the Liverpool Archdiocese.